Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey, Ed.
Hey, Luth.
What are you reading there, the paper?
Mm-hmm.
That section, the movie section?
Yeah.
You think about going to a movie?
Uh-huh.
Which one?
I'm not telling.
Why not? What's the big secret?
It's not a big secret. It's just that I know you. You wouldn't be asking unless you were looking for something to do. Now, I'm going to be going to a movie with Christine. I want to spend the evening alone with my wife.
Well, I wouldn't sit with you and Christine. I'd sit behind you.
Lewis, when are you going to get a life?
I have a life.
Yeah, my life.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is. I am like the buffalo crossing the Great Plains. And you are like that annoying little bird that hitches a ride on the buffalo's back. In hopes that he might kick up a stray grasshopper or two for you to eat.
Hey, if I want to eat a bug, I'm perfectly capable of catching one on my own. I don't need you.
Hey, guys. Hey, Luth, I got to go to the mall and return some socks. You want to come with me?
See, I have a life. Sure you want to return them? Let me try them on. Maybe I'll buy them from you.
Sign this, please. It's my vacation authorization.
Sure, Rosemary. Where are you going?
Mother and I are going to Indonesia in hopes of spotting the Balinese starling.
That's a vacation?
For Mother and me, it is. We're bird watchers. Once we spot the starling, we'll have seen all the bally birds there are. That's over 100 species.
Well, what do you do after you've seen them all?
Have a party and show slides. You'll be invited.
Hi, Rosemary. Are we interrupting?
Oh, hey, what a surprise. What's the occasion?
Well, there's no occasion. We were just out running errands, and we thought since this was the off-season, if you weren't busy, we would whisk you away for lunch.
Ah, I've already been whisked. Have to have a meeting with Doris.
Oh, what about?
Who knows? Aromatherapy in the weight room? I don't know, the last meeting we had, she was wondering if the stuff the fellas wear under their eyes had to be black. She was thinking along the lines of something more whimsical.
Oh, wait, before I forget, we got a phone call today from a guy by the name of Kevin Branson.
Who's Kevin Branson?
Well, he's some real estate agent from Minnesota. He wanted to know if we were interested in selling the cabin, and I said I would talk it over with you.
Why don't you just tell him no? I don't want to sell a cabin. I love the cabin.
But we haven't been there in 2 years.
We almost went at Christmas. I mean, we packed. We bought non-refundable airline tickets. We got 10 cold weather gear.
But we didn't go.
We were still out $1,700. That's like going. And Tim got mittens.
Hayden, I love the cabin, too. But maybe we should consider selling it. I mean, how often are we going to get there? We live here now.
So you're saying we got the mittens for nothing?
I'm saying maybe we should be practical.
Christine, it doesn't make any practical sense to keep the cabin. It just makes me feel better knowing that we have it. Besides, it's where my relationship with you started. I don't want to lose that.
Oh, Hayden.
Did I keep my cabin?
Yes. And you also improved your evening.
Thursday?
Ooh.
What's so funny?
Nothing.
Oh, here we go again. Another secret from Luther. Why is everything suddenly so secret?
See, I wouldn't tell him what movie we were going to tonight, so now he's got a whole thing going on about it that doesn't make any difference anymore because we're not going to see a movie tonight. No napping today, Timbo. I need you sleeping tonight.
Thursday?
But we won't tell them what movie we're seeing?
So I am dying to know. What happened with the old socks?
Well, don't tell it. Don't tell. Let me see what's wrong. Now, gnaws at you, doesn't it?
Hello, boys. Oh, Luther, Dauber, I need to speak to Hayden. Would you mind giving us a little privacy?
More privacy? What am I, a leper? Go ahead, you can have all the privacy you want. It's like we were back in grade school. I got a secret. Don't tell Luther, you big babies.
The reason I dropped by is...
Just 1 second, Doris.
Babies. Secret keeping babies.
All right, Doris, what time-honored football tradition would you like to mess with now?
Your contract.
Huh?
I'd like to extend it. It seems appropriate. We had a very good year, and you were the person most responsible for that. So what would you say to another 5 years?
That's very flattering, Doris.
With an option for another 5 years after that.
You want me for 10 years?
Well, if the price is
well,
right.
Well, let's see. We're going to have trouble there, Doris. I mean, yeah, I'm not the rookie you signed 2 years ago, you know. Eager to work in the NFL, willing to take anything. I was green. Now I'm going to be looking for some green.
Well, I was thinking...
Oh, see, Doris, let me tell you what I was thinking.
See, I was thinking $1 million a year for the next 5 years. What were you thinking?
I've forgotten. $5 million?
I know that that doesn't sound like much, but I'm not done yet. At the end of the first option, there'll be a little cost of living bump to $1.5 million per year, plus 2.5% ownership of the team. That brings the whole deal to roughly $17 million and change. I believe the change comes to $732,000. Now, I know you'd like to talk this over with Christine.
Oh, no, I don't need to talk to Christine. I know Christine. I know everything about Christine. Her favorite color's red. Her favorite flower is the iris. Her favorite number is 17 million. I think she's going to be fine with this.
Well, you can give me your official answer tomorrow, after you've had a chance to talk.
I had the same problem, so I had to break it down. It's $4,000 a day. It's $200 an hour, even if I'm sleeping or talking to stupid Luther. It's $3.20 a minute. I've made over $3 just standing here talking to you. It never stops. It's like we live under a gigantic piggy bank. Look out, Christine. Here comes another five.
I'm so happy for you.
No, honey, for us.
Oh, no, but I mean for you. It's not the money. It's that this is such a validation of everything you've worked to achieve.
Christine, a plaque saying Employee of the Month is validation. This is a reflection of the magical, wonderful times we live in. Oh, look. It's Howard and Shirley looking stupid. Didn't open the door, but I'm probably making a dollar doing this. Hi. Hola, amigo!
Y amiga!
Oh, well, I'm stumped. What's the occasion?
We've heard congratulations are in order, so we brought over our award-winning tamale pie casserole.
Oh. How'd you hear about this?
There was an entry form on the back of a jar of salsa.
No, I meant... How did you know congratulations are in order?
Because I know everything that goes on in the office. I'm Doris's right-hand man. Plus, it was on her desk, and I can read upside down.
Did you know it would take Howard 226 years to make what you're making, assuming he lived that long?
Well, I'm not making it yet.
Yeah, but you're gonna be. You are set for life, buddy.
Well, I haven't signed anything yet.
Oh, come on, Hayden. You're not seriously considering one of those other offers, are you?
What other offers?
Well, you know, they're not technically offers, but Doris has been getting a lot of inquiries about you. I mean, that's why she offered you the deal. I thought you knew that.
No, I didn't know that.
Then you didn't hear it from me.
What other offers are you talking
about? Not offers, inquiries, and I don't know where they came from.
But why would they talk to Doris and not to you?
Because I'm under contract. Technically, they can't. It'd be tampering.
Still, it's flattering. You're a hot tamale.
Exactly. See, maybe I shouldn't have been so eager to take this offer from Doris.
Oh, God. Hayden, please don't tell me you're thinking of leaving the Breakers.
I'd at least like to know who the other teams are that are interested in me.
But if Doris finds out I'm the one who spilled the Frijoles...
Doris isn't going to find out because you're going to help me.
Oh, God.
Howard, you've got contacts. You can find out who these other teams are.
But, Hayden, you don't understand. I have a terrible conflict of interest here.
What conflict of interest?
Well, on the one hand, you're mi amigo. But on the other hand, Doris is mi padrona. She gives el dinero that pays for our split-level hacienda.
Howard, Hayden is more than just your amigo. For many years, he has been, how do you say, your meal ticket. He brought you out here after you were fired. He got you your job. You should be kissing his zapatos. Means shoes.
Oh, it better. I know you two would love to sit here and chat, but you got some work to do. You got some calls to make, Howie.
Okay. All right.
Enjoy the casserole.
Muchas gracias. Godspeed. Adios.
Andale.
Hayden, I don't understand. Do you really think one of those other teams could make you a better offer than $17 million?
But that's not the point, Christine. If we commit the next 10 years of our lives, that's half of Tim's childhood. I mean, this is our chance to decide where we're going to bring him up and where we're going to live as a family.
Gosh, I hadn't even thought about that. Do you have any idea where these other teams are?
Well, I can make a guess. I mean, Seattle's a possibility. Be nice to go back to the Northwest. Make for a good story. Hometown boy makes obscene amount of money. And returns home to flaunt it. L.A.'s been looking for an expansion team.
Really?
See, that might be nice for you. If you decide to go back to work.
Why would I want to go back to work? For the extra income?
About $17 million doesn't go very far in L.A. Well, there's always New England. See, now that might be nice. To raise Tim in a place with a little American history and a nice little colonial house.
When do we have to let Doris know?
She said she wanted an answer tomorrow. See, I wish I wasn't so eager, Christy. I mean, guys, the first person that waves $17 million in front of me and I get all excited. I can't let her know tomorrow. Howard's got to have time to find out where those other offers are coming from.
I don't see how you can avoid her.
I do. We can get out of town. What do you say we pick up and go to the cabin this weekend?
See, I don't know. That feels kind of like we're hiding out, doesn't
we
it?
We are. I'll go to work early in the morning. First thing, before Doris gets there, I'll take care of what has to be taken care of, and you start packing.
Why do we have to sneak around? I mean, why can't we just call Doris and say, we very much appreciate the offer of $17 million, but we need some time to think about it? Why do we need to think about it?
The other cities, Christine, the other cities.
Oh, yeah, the little colonial places. Okay, I will start packing. You know, we are probably the first people in history who have gone into hiding just because people are trying to give us money.
Hey, Rosemary. Listen, Christine and I decided to get out of town this weekend, so I'm going to be taking off, okay?
I really think that's for the best.
What do you mean you think it's for the best?
What happened yesterday can't happen again. You've been a lovely man to work for, but it has to stop there.
Well, what do you mean, what happened yesterday? You mean the kiss?
I blame myself a little bit. I shouldn't have worn such a provocative outfit. Damn those low heel pumps.
Rosemary, I think what happened yesterday was I got a little excited and a little carried away, but that's all.
This time, and that's all it should ever be. You and Christine go away. Cherish her. She's too good a person. Mother and I will go to Indonesia next week. When we all return, we'll pretend it's never happened.
Well, that's a good plan. Hey, guys.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, you're in late. It's almost lunchtime. We ordered chicken.
Yeah, well, you can forget lunch, Hat. Had to make some travel plans. We're going to be going away this weekend.
Where are we going?
No, not you and me, we. My family and I are going out of town.
Where to?
Well, I'm not telling you where to.
What is this, another secret?
No, it's not a secret. I just don't want to tell you.
Come on, Hayden, tell me. I'm just making conversation here. It's not like I'm going to follow you.
Well, if you're not going to follow me, then why do you need to know?
Well, I might want to write you.
Now, just yesterday, you told me you had a life.
Well, I don't. You satisfied?
Excuse me, Coach. I might be speaking out of turn here, but I think Luther's lack of a life is partly your fault.
What are you talking about, Dauber? Yeah.
Codependency. I think what we have here is a classic case of a man with no life and his enabler. No, maybe if you'd adopted the theory of tough love and thereby forced Luther to get a life, he wouldn't be so pathetic.
But you didn't, so I am.
Well, then I guess this is the tough love part. I'm not going to tell you where I'm going. When I get back, I will tell you where I've been.
Well, I don't care where you're going. What do you think of that? Well, that's the last time I order a family bucket of chicken. We're not family at all. We're just people who happen to work together, no more, no less. Take my moist towelette and I wipe my hands of him.
Come on, Luther. Come on, we can have some fun. Now, what do you usually do on a weekend when you're not doing stuff with Coach?
There's a pancake breakfast at the Baptist church on Sunday. I used to go to that.
Don't you have to be Baptist?
You don't have to be Baptist. You don't have to be Catholic to go to the Friday night fish fry. You don't have to be Jewish to get a little coffee, a little cake at the temple. Yeah. You know, I'm starting to like this. You know what's really fun?
Crashing a wedding reception.
No, and I'm not going to ask you again. No, what I'm talking about is the Gatorland Jumperoo.
What's that?
Well, what they do is they take these chickens and they hang them above a pond of alligators, and then the alligators jump up and grab them.
Live chickens?
Oh, no, come on, they're kids. These chickens have been humanely killed and processed. For the alligators, it's, you know, like a chicken pinata, you know. Where in the hell did Hayden go?
Come on, Luther, let it go.
I'm not letting it go. Come on, we ought to be able to figure this out, the two of us. We're not stupid. Okay, I'm Hayden Fox. Where would I go?
Well, you know it can't be any place where they don't speak English.
Rules out Europe, Asia, and Hawaii.
Well, we still have England and Australia.
Now they drive the wrong side of the street there. I hate that. It's got to be America. Okay, I'm Hayden Fox. Where would I go? In America. Okay, I'm a simple man, easily irritated. That wipes out major cities in California.
Oh, yeah. Remember, you got Tim with you.
Right, Tim, I'm a family man. Okay. Could be a theme park somewhere. Could be a beach. Could be a some kind of a national park. Could be Hello Branson.
Huh? Well, where'd you get that?
Elementary, my dear Dauber. Says here, call Branson. There's only one Branson I know of. That's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the world. That's where I'm going.
You mean that's where Hayden's going?
Oh, no, that's where I'm going. You coming?
Well, I don't feel like I should follow him.
Oh, then follow me.